Well, Nance, it's anniversary time. DeGroote and I just celebrated 26, as she would say, long years. And I know you and Mac have got one coming up real soon, too.
That's right, our 21st.
So what's the most romantic thing, sound like a game show host, that, you know, you and Mac ever did for an anniversary?
I think it was our first. We stayed at the Olympic Four Seasons Hotel, but that wasn't what was romantic. We bought ourselves, as an anniversary gift, the biggest Le Creuset, like a 7-quart Le Creuset, at a downtown houseware shop, and he schlepped that thing many blocks in his arms back to the hotel.
Well, that's pretty good. But, you know, I think this last anniversary present that I gave DeGroote tops that.
So, what'd you get her?
Toaster.
A toaster?
Not just any toaster, Nancy. A really fancy one.
Come on, Stein.
And because I knew how excited she would be, radio guy that I am, I had a hidden microphone going when she unwrapped it to preserve the moment for posterity. And just listen to her thrilled reaction as her eyes widen in delight.
Thanks a lot, Diamond Jim.
Can't you just hear it in her voice? Actually, this thing is the toaster of the gods. It's really great. It's got this LED thing and all these little buttons that light up. This toaster could fly in space.
You're excited about buttons that light up? Can we not get back to your stove with the buttons and the 5 weeks waiting for them to be fixed?
I know, but if this thing goes south, it's only a toaster. And I'm hanging on to our old one just for emergency backup.
I know how many toasters you've had to jettison, so I'm very excited that you got this one.
You can lift up the tray, but it doesn't turn off. You can take a peek at how the toast is doing. And it's got this LED kind of countdown. This little red line gets shorter and shorter as the toast gets closer and closer to being done.
But a watch toast never...
Well, in this case, the toaster watches the toast for you.
What brand is it?
Breville or Breville.
I think that's Breville.
Breville. Not like it's got an answer to its name. But the thing is really cool. It's got these wide slots. You could put half a submarine sandwich in there. I love it. I love toast. Have you ever just stood late at night all alone in your ratty bathroom? In a toast frenzy, popping one piece of toast after another down, pop it up, eat it, pop down another one, and just do that until you start hallucinating.
You have a very interesting life, Stein.
You should try it sometime, Nancy. Don't be such an elitist. Well, anyway, that was our anniversary. Yours is coming up next week. So how about a little radio hint? Is there anything you're hoping that Mac will get you?
Yeah, I'm hoping that he'd get me a sander and then sand our butcher block counters and oil them for me.
So that's what you want for your anniversary, a belt sander.
And a man who would sand my butcher block.
Sounds like something from an old blues song. But this is a two-way deal, Nance. So what are you going to get Mac? And we'll just pretend he's never listening to the show, so it'll still be a surprise.
You think he listens to these?
Okay, then you're safe. So what are you going to get for Mac?
Well, I know the thing he would love more than anything is for me to clean the sludge out from up in our vent hood over our stove.
Oh, man, have you ever actually done that? I have. It took me all day. And when it was over, I felt so dirty. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Slaving all day inside a hot stove hood.
Listen.
He's Diamond Dick.
The toast of the town.
Stein.